صلاحه، مش صلاح رايس. That if it's a person that's libo gospel, so libo gospel according to the Shulchan Aruch means whether her relative or someone that she grew up with, is friendly with. So with such a person, there's no heter of baila be'er. But that's clear of the Shulchan Aruch. And the shaila is, what is the din of Pesach Pasuch Rosh Hashanah? What is the din of Pesach Pasuach L'Rishus HaRabim? Does the din Pesach Pasuach L'Rishus HaRabim also have the restriction of Libo Gospel or not? Now this is a very central halacha. Why? Because if we say that the Shulchan Aruch passes that Baila Be'er doesn't help by Libo Gospel, so somebody asked me a very simple question. Suppose his parents come to visit. Shabbos. His children are very, very young, not more than a year or two old. And if he goes for a walk with his mother on Shabbos, and he leaves his father and his wife in the house, so now he said that Baila Be'er doesn't help the Libo Gospel. So that's certainly a relative, it's certainly Libo Gospel. So there's no mitzad, the heter of Baila Be'er doesn't apply. So if we're going to, so now we need to know.
Is that any relative or just a father or mother?
No, any relative. Or any relative. So now the shaila is, if Pesach Pesumach L'Rishus HaRabim doesn't help, so we're really in trouble. So the chalda, we don't have a heter altogether. Now this is a very complicated shaila. So Ramesh addresses it, and I want to first take a look at Ramesh's tshuva. Because of the fact that Ramosha gives a very, he touches in his analysis all the points that are discussed really in the Achrayim concerning this halacha. So he locks right in on it himself. And he illuminates also a lot of the lumnus. There's no yichud. So mashma lechayr, the af lemishal libo gospel not bedeki yisur. It would seem to me that there's no yisur even if it's someone that's libo gospel, that's someone that's well acquainted with it. But you know that b'shulchan aruch the lemishal gospel ika yisur. When does the shulchan aruch tell me that there's an yisur by libo gospel b'sifah kaidim, which is the case of yisur shabai lebeir? But in the next Sif, in Sif Tes, in Siman Chav Beis, we'll open in Pesach L'Rosh Hashanah. But in the din of Pesach Pesach L'Rosh Hashanah, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't mention Libo Gospel. So for that omission, it would seem that the Shulchan Aruch holds that Libo Gospel does not apply to the second case. The Nokat Stomp, the Pesach L'Rosh Hashanah, he blithely says, that if the door is open to L'Rosh Hashanah, Ein Chashash Lis Yachid Shom Im Erba. Mashma sha'af misha gospel that he says. He doesn't make chiluk. Vegamiloshen in chshash, there's no chshash, mashma sha'leka b'zeh klal in yichud. Means it doesn't fit into the realm of yichud. So the lomnis would suggest that what Pesach Pesach Rosh Hashanah does gives it the same din as Rosh Hashanah. Since the door is open to Rosh Hashanah, so it's as if you're in the Rosh Hashanah.
What about those opinions who are not going to hold the in general, that we're worried about going, that you might go somewhere that is Rosh Hashanah. So isn't that more of a problem with the gospel in that case?
Well, if the door is open to Rosh Hashanah, they can go any place in the house, so what's the problem?
It's unlocked, so they would.
So therefore, so since this entry from Rosh Hashanah, their view is, the heter is, that it's like you're in the street, but
wouldn't it? Would anyone here also hold like that?
The Machmirim, I don't know. The Kashtis, I don't think that has to do with each other, because Pesach Pesach Rosh Hashanah means the whole house is accessible, so there's no place to go. You know, wherever you are, the place that you are, you know, she's not going anywhere.
If you're in a private house, then they could easily double lock.
That's on the other. I don't think that anyone says you're going to change them that mitzvahs. I don't think that they're tying that. I don't think so. That you're going to create yichud from non-yichud. Otherwise, you couldn't have a dinner of Pesach Pesach Rosh Hashanah altogether. But maybe there's a Mokum Ian, but Lahaloch clearly went out. So that would suggest that the lumbus of why Pesach Pesach Rishus HaRab is mutter. Dome kimona b'rim tzorim Rishus HaRab nam. It's like you're outside of the street. It's not shayach yichud here. So that's where Amosha says that's his perspective. Now he goes off on a lengthy, not a digression, but in a lengthy exploration of a differing position. Avo. B'chelkas mechayike, right? In Shulchan Aruch Eben Ezra has two classical commentaries, B'chelkas mechayike and the Beis Shmuel. B'chelkas mechayike, ksif katan yud gimu kosov nira, d'ochanami b'gospo, b'kinei la'osu. The B'chelkas mechayike writes that by libo gospo, Pesach Pesuch l'shus harabim is osu. He says, u'b'kinei la, or if he gave her a warning not to be in a private place with this person, that's also osu. And this is what the Truma Sadeshin writes in Simon Reish Mem Dalin. Truma Sadeshin is a Kadma. Now, what's the problem? The Truma Sadeshin talked only about Kinei Lo. Now, Kinei Lo is a whole different halacha. Kinei Lo is to do with the prelude to being a Saita, which suggests that the husband has very bad vibes about the association of his wife and this man. Liva Gospa doesn't suggest that he's nervous about what they're going to do with this. The situation itself could develop into something, but by a case of Kinei Lo, it's quite clear that he did it for what reason, that he's suspicious. So how did the Chalkas Mechaikik extend this to Libo Gospo. Soiber Chalkas Mechaikik Shedomi Gospo Gam Lekinei Lo. That is similar. That a Kosa of a Beis Shmuel B'Kavan also Umashu Asha Beis Shmuel Maskin Chalkas Mechaikik. The Beis Shmuel, the fact that he doesn't disagree, it seems he also agrees. So now we'll have the two G'doyle Achreinim on Shulchan Aruch Eben HaEsner both agreeing that Pesach Pesuch Rosh Hashanah is not a het. Yeah. He's talking about Baila Be'ir. That was his Shaila. By Baila Be'ir, does the heter apply when he was said specifically, do not go into seclusion? So, how did he prove his point in Tupas Adreshin? The Indian Pesach Basuch, the Rosh Hashanah. Tosis wrote about Pesach Pesuch L'Rishus HaRabim to be Kinei Lo Choshishin. That in that case, there's an Isra of Kinei. So he says, the Kol Shekein Linyan Bai L'Bir. Then certainly Bai L'Bir. Because obviously, Bai L'Bir is a lesser heter than Pesach Pesuch L'Rishus HaRabim. So if it's Osir by Pesach Pesuch L'Rishus HaRabim, then it's certainly Osir by Bai L'Bir. Arei Chazina, the Bai L'Bir, Chamiroi Pesach Pesuch Pesuch. It makes sense. Because Baila Be'er means the door is locked, except the husband could come, but he's not here. V'achumra de'ein moyel l'hokel b'gospo, honemo b'gimor b'Baila Be'er. Where in Shas do we find the halacha that by Liva Gospo, it doesn't, that there's a problem of yichud? So that is by the halacha of Baila Be'er. So hiksha gimor in Kiddush, not of Yesen, roma shkuli dargi mitoisi, Bivi. So they told him to remove the steps from Bivi. May Rabbi, he asked the Kashan, Doma Baila Be'er, and Choshishin Bisham Yichud. That's what they asked the Kashan, because of Baila Be'er. But Omer Rabbi Yosef Atzma, Doma Pesach Basuch Lishus Aram, and Choshishin Bisham Yichud. Why didn't they ask the Kashan that how could he, that is, why do you have to take the steps away? It's Pesach Basuch Lishus Aram. Bisham Devuvi, the Rabbi, the Hoya Pesach Basuch. Because they didn't ask, because the door wasn't open in that case. That's one. So the Gemara only said this din in reference to Baila Be'er. So Mameila, how do we know to apply it to the din of Pesach Pesuch L'Rishus HaRabim? Ve'lo chiyach mi Baila Be'er kam le Pesach Pesuch L'Rishus HaRabim. You can't say because Baila Be'er is also, so Pesach Pesuch L'Rishus HaRabim is also. Shelo yo b'gospo, because we said which is worse, Baila Be'er is worse, a worse situation. So this is the classic question concerning the Chelkas Mechayikik. How did he extract from this Truma Sadeshin, this halacha, that Libo Gospo is osur? It does not seem to follow. Yeah. But Tzorach Leimer, the Sober Chalkas Mechalik, again, Lechalik Benai, that you shouldn't draw a distinction between Kinei Lo and Libo Gospel. Because by Baila Be'er we find two halachas, the Gospel of Kinei Lo. By Gospel and by Kinei Lo, Baila Sheneseres, he can be concluded that it's also Ba'ashkenchon, Shepasuch, Roshasaram, Naimikachad, Mahane Chumastafi, Bikinei Lo. Kinei Lo is also, so they are somewhat similar, they're not strongly differentiated. If you would say it's Mamash Roshasaram, so why then why should Kinei Lo be also? Mistama Iko Gam Chumrashni. So that's what he wants, so perhaps Avon Nero, Shuhechruch Latrumas Adesh Lesser Gam the Gospel. He says, perhaps there's some hechra for him. Though tzorach lomar shestam kino shom al tistri imploni nami nesra l'trumas adesh and kishin nistero. Af shelo pirish lo shelo tistri imploni af kishari v'yir. He says, the trumas adesh means to say, kine lo could be in different cases. He could tell her, just don't have yichud with her. Or he could specifically say, don't have yichud even if I'm in the city. So he says, it's obvious that the trumas adesh is talking about the former when he just made a general statement. It didn't specify even if I'm in the city. If he says it's that bad that even if I'm around, I'm afraid. Pshita, it's poshut that she can. Well, you're tzorach rayas lezer, it wouldn't be. Alavade, come on, I said trumas adesh nu b'stam kino. He just said don't go to a private place or something. Shom ekom bokom b'stira afkishu b'ayla b'yim. L'chein chayach lidmois ha'di gospel ha'chalkes b'chalkes b'shiganke yosu. That's why he compared Liva Gospel to this. Then, if this is a problem with this guy, then a person that's Geisibo is also a problem. That's why he didn't, even on a particular person, so who was the particular person that he made Kino on? If he didn't tell on every guy in the world, so who does he say Kino on? Even if he's in the city, gospel. Why did he single out this guy? Because he thinks that there's something going on between them. Okay, and he wants to straighten out. Oh, now he ends off. And that's where he ends. Now, oddly, he doesn't come back at the end. It was a clear cut psak. He said what he holds at the beginning. He says the chalkas mechalkik is mashma otherwise. He pimples in the chalkas mechalkik, and all of a sudden he ends. You know, he does not come back. Lechem ledina, where we're holding, you know. So we'll come back to this. Now, in the Oitzer HaPoskim, there's a very lengthy discussion. There's a very lengthy discussion of this subject.
How does Kinei Lo work? If she violates it, she's over on a... Is it derisive or bond?
No, then she has a din of sight to die afterwards. She has problems from it. It's not...
No, but I'm saying the etzem is that it's an iser.
I don't know if it's an iser. I don't know if it's an iser, but she, if she does it, it's obviously she's not allowed to do it. But if she does it, she becomes also to him. And for Adam on the Yichud, she becomes also. Yeah.
And today you don't have the Mesota, so she would be permanently also?
Could be, yeah. It's her. So, he starts a huge pilpul on this subject in the Eitzer place, the same Shaila. And he goes through the Chalkis Mechaikek, and he goes through all the Ramosha's similar considerations. That where did he get this from? So, he has the Chalkis Mechaikek in the Beis Shmuel. And he brings that there was someone that wrote Hagois on the Taz that also agreed with them. Ulam Atasiv Kotmuches Kosim Dubi Gospel Krovosoi Vadaim Loyal Pesach Pesuch Lushu Sarab. In both cases, it does help. Behiskimim of Rav Magia. And the Rav Magia agreed. Somebody else in both disagreed. or the Beis Moshe. Is the dafka bikine lo the chomer shalei a Torah osur the bailam misofik shadit mavadish. She's asur the bail. Dinu lahachra afilu b'pesach mitzvah b'shus rama. She ain't gonna be gospel kolboso. Just if she did it, she wouldn't become osur. And then he brings others that want to say this as well. And he brings other machmirim. And finally, he comes to kosevim as geras shulchan shalakitz and shulchan orach. So kenir dasa chokmas adam ka taz that it's mutter. Veniro mishum the kosev did the gospel ragavi baylabi velo b'pesach mitzvah b'shus rama. The same diak kolosh made in the shulchan orach. Ayin Shom of Minas Odom, Shinir al Ahed Yidai Tokin, that he agrees. So we have the Chochmas Odom and the Taz among the Mekilot. Renir Odan of Yir, okay. So in the end, he ends off with Mishas Adchak, each list of Chodibrei Mekilot. So in other words, basically we have a Machloikis, on one hand, the Chalkis Machloikik and the Beis Shmuel, and on the other side, we have the Taz and the Chochmas Odom. So we have a pretty heavy lineup against each other. So he says, "V'shas achakish lismoch al divrehem akilut," and I suspect a little bit that perhaps that was Rav Moshe's view too, the way the tshuva is written. He does not come out with a clear hachro that the halacha is like the chelkas mechaytik. At other places in the tshuva, he brings, he pilpels, he's not so happy with the chokhmas adam, but at the end he says, "Keep the chokhmas, observe the chokhmas adam." Anyhow, we saw last week. But here he does not come back in the end to a conclusion that ledinoi we should follow the chelkas mechaytik. So I suspect a little bit that Rav Moshe wrote the beginning of the tshuva to tell me that Be'etzem, he really holds that it's mutter. But Lamaisa, the Achroinim say that it's also. And the view is defensible, it can defend the view. The difficulty, but it can defend the view. So I would think that the upshot of Rav Moshe's tshuva is that Mechatchila one should be Machma. And B'di'eved, or you know, Shas Adchak, that he also would be Meikel. That's that way I understand the tshuva. How the tshuva fits together, the whole tshuva. So, there are obviously, so fortunately, there are tzodim lahokel, the gedolei achronim, and the shayla of, and the shayla of libo gospel as far as Pesach Pesuch Lishus Rabbim. Otherwise, we'd really, you know, we'd grind to a halt in many, many situations.
Bayal
Be'er
is not good,
by libo gospel, correct.
Do I want to give some sort of basic gather of shas, what's it, shas adchak?
No.
After I ask your rabbi, you know,
you can't envision what life brings, what's important and unimportant in different cases. But for one person, it's not a shas adchak, it's for another person, a huge shas adchak. You know, everything is all relative, and all the life is that way.
So what's really the difference between Baal Be'er and Pesach Pesuch? I mean, where does the division lie?
The division lies that by what is the din by Libo Gospel, right? By when we're saying Baal Be'er doesn't help by either of them.
I'm saying where is the when is it considered Pesach Pesuch? When is it Mr. Baal Be'er?
No, the doors of Baal Be'er is the doors locked and the husbands are in. Pesach Pesuch means the door is open.
Open meaning.
So I told you last time, lechatchila the door should be ajar, and b'di'eved if you can't, the door could be unlocked. But lechatchila should be ajar.
You could be in the basement with something. The main door is just unlocked, not open, and you could be in the basement with.
So Baruch Hashem, there are hatayim and ichad. It's fortunate.
I'm saying, how is that much different than the fact that the door is locked changes? If the only person that would ever come in the door is the husband. So, where is it?
If the only person that would ever come in is the husband, then you wouldn't have much of a heter or pesach or so close to the
house. So, what is the heter? So, when is there a heter?
Listen, sometimes someone may come in.
Walk into your house?
So, you can't be secure in this world. Yeah. Sometimes people come in. Sometimes it happens. And the door is open, people come in.
Just You don't just walk into your house. They might knock. Just walk in, that knock the door, hello, that's anyone here? Just walk in?
That's
walk upstairs?
Children, yes.
Hello, I'm here. Yeah?
Hello? What?
And walk into your house upstairs?
Yeah, and if they'll come and they'll start hollering, where are you? You know, that's really what Moshe said, already got to head to the Yichud.
Why?
You saw it, because then it'll be strange if you're in the house with someone else and you didn't come down for a while. You know?
They don't know if you're home.
If the door is open, then you're home, right? Most people don't leave the door open when we're not home. You know, once in a while that happens too.
Yeah, maybe.
I have family.
Not in New York. In New York, it only have you know.
Well, I was in Silver Spring. I have family friends who they used to have a lot of borders over and you know, a lot of things going on in the house. So in general, they would have a policy like you just like don't knock on the door, just come in.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess that
it certainly would be
some quite, problems.
Yes. But you know, if it's a situation where no one would come in, it's not so, then you really don't have a heter pesach so which is around. There has to be some chash that somebody would come in.
That's why the Rav said it's only like about till around 9 in the evening, not at 11 o'clock at night.
No, that's for sure not. Yeah. Now, what's a very, very important shiloh, we in the halacha are not very impressed with the morality of the non-Jewish world. Now, because of that, so we have a shiloh. It could equally apply to Jews, but it certainly is a chashash with goyim all the time. Is what's the halacha of a poritz? The person that we have reason to suspect would do things he's not supposed to do. What's the din with pesach pasuach v'shus harav? So, fortunately, the Birkei Yosef, the Chidor Paskins, they got Imo Shorilis Yachin, the Pesach Pasuach Roshus Harab. And this is what the. And he says, why? He says, because the Shas just doesn't make any exceptions. Similar to what Rav Moshe wanted to argue by Arshayla. Lechain Kolapoiskim Nakti Lebastom, Mashman of Adinze, Loma Fagir, Makshar, and Lepruzza. We got more than the also the harbe and also the siachar and isha achas. You can move it if ever feel the hoch because of din zebut shittas. According to the Rambam, one woman can't have yichud even with 10 men. So, and yet the Rambam has a din of pesach pesuch lishu sarab. So it seems to be that removes any chashash, even though the Rambam is always chashash, that this seems to remove any chashash at all. Yeah, it would be hard a little bit to understand in reality, what's the... Well, maybe we'll come back maybe to a chiluk between these two things. If libo gospo, the chalkos mchalkik the beishmo paskana also, why should the porgs be any better?
Seems like it might be worse. Well, it's one-sided,
right.
Isn't it? Pars is one-sided.
We'll come to this in a minute, right? The porgs would seem to be worse. It's a bigger shash.
Yeah.
So I think that the answer is what Josh is saying. By libo gospo, there's something which could pull both of them together. By a porot, she has no attraction to him. So she's certainly not going to be the one. We're not going to be chayshed that she's going to be the one that's, you know, the problem becomes solely from his tzad. So maybe that's where the difference lies between these situations. This is a very, very important halacha. Now,
do you think that the etiquette in the world now about like in academia and like teachers like you know it's not acceptable to meet behind closed doors with a student? Is that does that show any?
No, it doesn't show anything at all. It shows exactly the opposite. what it shows is that the situation became so bad by them that it became believable to every person that sues anyone else. The story is believable. And Ravela, they have no choice to protect themselves from a lawsuit except to make sure that there's no yichud. Not because they're makbar on yichud, it's because there's such proofs of arayas that if you come and you make such a claim in court, it's mustafa, it's true. You know, it's very likely that it's true. Or you have to be concerned that the look at it is being true. They're coming from exactly the opposite standpoint. This is where you are.
Yeah. I was thinking more of do you think their standard of acceptability would be a good standard?
Well, listen, their standard is they're very simple. I mean, they're just basically trying to put windows wherever they can. I mean, it's hard to know. I mean, I speak to people, you speak to here. I spoke to a guy two weeks ago. He says, you have to know what's going on in my place. He says, this one's suing this one, and the other one's suing this one for all types of harassment charges, you know. Things he says, I can tell you, he says, they're baloney. I work in the place, you know, you have some feel of what's going on. He says, things which are total bummer mices. But, you know, the people have to hire lawyers, spend thousands of dollars to defend themselves.
Never know. You said the parents, how about a kutza? The same thing?
Yeah, same story.
It's much like a trailer.
You have to, use your brains in this world.
So you have to use your hand there for what?
Just use your brains. In all situations.
Don't put yourself in a muck in the sun.
Yes. You have to know what's in the sun. And in today's world, you have to be careful that you don't go, they don't go tell all types of stories about you too.
Okay. But in terms of straight halacha.
Straight halacha. It's mutter. Pesach, Pesach, Mishul, Sarada.
Right. Not by Lubir is not a heter.
We'll see. By the way, we didn't come to this.
Okay, the electrician.
Yeah, what happens by the Nochris in Mahane by the Beir? So does by the Beir help? Now, so we have to find the following. It's two halachas, so let's go over both halachas. It's Baila Be'er and Baila Imo. So let's go one step at a time. Pashtus is that by a goy there's no din of Baila Be'er. That much, they're not concerned. But Baila Imo is a different halacha. Because even in the non-Jewish society, it's some things that for most people you can't do. And for his wife to be mezana in his presence, the guy has to be pretty low. Are there such low people? Yeah, there are such low people. But by and large, even, certainly most married goyim are not that low. That much they expect. What you do behind my back is a halbitzar, because listen, what I do behind your back, you don't ask me either. But in my presence, there is mokum to be meiko, but not on the basis of Baila Be'er. There is also, the poskim are not on the other way around. In other words, if it's a woman and a goy and his wife. Right now we're dealing with a man and a shiksa and her husband. So that is mokum to be meiko. When we turn the situation around, the place comes more machna. If we're dealing with the situation is a Jewish woman and a goyish man and his wife, so the place comes much more machna in that regard. They do not feel that necessarily the husband is going to be as hung up in the presence of his wife as she is hung up in his presence. And I mean, the ma'isa, listen, what they are articulating is in the Goyish world as a double standard. And that's basically the point of the Achrayim. They were sensitive to this. And b'meila, what the wife does is sav l'shein kamo. What the husband does is the way the world works. That's the way the non-Jewish society is.
I have a theoretical question. Let's say, like, in the Victorian era, you think it would be, like, a different halakha?
No, no. It has nothing. Chazal said a very interesting thing. And we don't find that anyone that's claimed that it changed. Chazal say, Eser kavim zima bol oilam, the Gemara says. Teisha notlu arovim. The Arabs took none. And I don't think anyone tines that it changed. You know, the outer veneer of their society and what takes place behind that veneer are two different things that are very different, one from the other. And sometimes from the things that go on, you can see that they're very different. So I don't think that they would be impressed by such things. They are good. Not to say that there are not frum goyim of all types that don't do the things they're not supposed to do. Yeah. But they're very far and distant. We're operating on an assumption that the average person is not doing such things. And our practical experience bears them out in our community.
If someone decided on his own that he felt differently, is it going to be over on a Duraisa or a Durabana?
If what?
Well, I mean, let's say, like, dealing like with Gaia, if you felt that the Gaia Mara wasn't strict enough about it, so would that be...
No, Yichud B'Nehubud HaShiksa is the Rabbah.
Yeah.
I'm not sure, what I'm not sure about is Yichud B'Nehubud HaShiksa Ishasish. It also seemed, from what I saw in Achayim, it's the Rabbah, but I wouldn't be sure why it's the Rabbah, because the Choretz and Erev D'Raisa. But it's Yichud B'Nehubud HaShiksa, though, let's put it down. Yichud B'Nehubud HaShiksa, that's what I saw, is with the Rabbah, it's not with the Raisa. So it's not with the Raisa. Yeah, I wanted to follow on the following halacha, which is a very, very important. And that is the din of Baal Be'er if she has yichud with the non-Jew. In other words, a Jewish woman, let's say a Jewish woman's in the house, and a goyish plumber comes.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a situation where it is Baal Be'er. What's the din?
And the door's locked.
And the door's locked, yeah. So what would the din be? So just let me press that. Page. So first he brings someone that says before the lo mahani, that it doesn't help. And that's the first sheet that he brings. Subsequently he brings, which is very interesting, that was the shaila that he had. He had various factors to be matter in his situation. That he said is a heter of Bailavir. Why? Now, what's the consideration in Yichud? There are two considerations. One is, will he seduce her? And the second, will he be ma'anasa against the woman? He says, the oinus lo shchiach of ne'emas amalchus. Even in his society, he says, oinus was not so common because the government didn't look kindly upon it. Vim ibn Arotzen, that you'll agree that we don't have to be afraid of that. Because in other words, he's dealing with Baal Be'er. And so he brings others that say, shekos ibn mogu shamanishim az nusloch ashibi anochem kaprutzen. In other words, if you lived in Iran, so then maybe the goyim were not considered prutzim in such a society. They hang people for zlus in that country.
There's no issue of, what do you call it, let's say the balakta, say like an electrician or something?
Oh, no. So the Binas Adam, then he brings on the Binas Adam. The Binas Adam says the following. The Zemor Rak Lo Nechash Lo Oynes. Because that you can't do. Well, Akadi Yish Lofers, that she who's Sedusa. Well, the piece of the Devrei of Akabonim B'Bayla B'Yir, the name is Bayla Olev, will let the Choshe to this Pater. Because that Bayla B'Yir takes care of that, that she won't willfully agree. So Rok Lomer the Mutter Gam and Goy. Mi, the Chazari Shavu B'Sham Kosef. Let's say the Chazari is punchline. The gam bezmanazeh the manishim ala oynis, even bezmanazeh where there's an oynish for oynsim. Yigach shoshu shahakom teach shaisha tas the klein or kedushli is parsim adavu. That will rely upon the fact that she won't want to talk about it because it's too embarrassing. Bone tzark alponim, or kavosh kosam or rosh. The chaniskel el beketa akhayim, which it can be done on now, or how much of a chashash that really is in society today. It's somewhat of a chash, but less of a chash than it was in the Chazanish's time 50 years ago. Because, you know, the whole attitude is to be more public about this. But Vizigeshlam with the Gaon Babai Levi are suing this Yachad, according to the Chazan. After she Hebreel, if she's healthy, I guess she can run away, or she can fight with them, or because she gave Somachlo Yisrael the Kariel of Oni, or she has neighbors that she can scream and people will hear, so he'll be afraid to do such a thing. Kosav Chazanish Sam the Vizay Lekach Shash Einis Bezman Hazeh, even Bezman Hazeh. Vizay Yishlomo V'Bayla B'Yir V'Chagav Nashori Af the Shita Zeh. So if it's Bayla B'Yir, at least in a place where she has neighbors that are close by, in such a case, that they certainly want to be Saimach on, even with a non-Jewish person.
What about in certain areas like that? What was that case in the Kew Gardens in the 70s? Yeah, a woman was stabbed in the street.
Yeah, listen, that's, it was in the 60s, I think. Yeah. You know, usually, it's not the norm. It was a very strange, even for New York.
Eras are different.
It was even for New York, it was a pretty strange happening. You know, that's why it's, you know, stands out. After all of these years, it still stands out. You know, it was a very, very strange happening.
So the halacha by Lebeir with a guy?
What?
The electrician with the...
So, at least if there are others around, or she's apparently a healthy woman that she could run away or fight with them, you know, there's mokum to be made for those cases.
Just a tchak?
No, it's mokum to be made for. You know, listen. I never recommend.
It's better to get him to
I
come
never in. Recommend Bichlal. I never in my life let a guy into my house when my wife was there when I wasn't there. There's no way. So I think we dealt with most of the common issues of Yichud. I believe that we've taken care of.
So is that
also
a halachic issue in the
Yichud? Well, there are issues. Moshe, by a doctor, was inclined to be meikel for a number of different reasons, including the fact that he doesn't want to ruin his reputation. And at least in that context, it's a different type of context than a repayment that comes to your house. A doctor has to have a different status in society. And a doctor is not in the office. He has nurses. He has people that work in his office, secretaries. And if he's going to do things he's not supposed to, he's going to get a reputation about himself. And that reputation is not good for his practice, especially if he's an OBGYN. That's not the reputation you want to have, you know? If you're a podiatrist, mamela, but if you're an OBGYN, that's not the reputation that's going to help you get ahead in the world. Now, increasingly, it's a little bit better because there's... Rarely, you know, he didn't want the person like to take the last appointment of the day when no one's going to be in the office, that it was machmer about. That is also because for the doctors, for their own protection, don't lock themselves away as much as they used to. In other words, they always want that either a nurse should be there or a nurse should come marching in whatever she wants to protect their own neck, because otherwise they know, listen, that anyone can make up anything they want about them. You know, this is a pretty, the world is a pretty vile place. People, you know, if they want to get someone, they make up all types of stories.
That's the main svara of Zim Malachim.
What?
That's the main svara.
The main svara is, no, this is a svara that Uman Lamarium Losi. He's not interested in ruining his business. You know, he needs a certain reputation. He could be a washing machine repairman with this reputation, it's not going to bother you. Yeah, Manach.
At work, when people leave after the office, and one is left alone, or one doesn't know he's left alone, does he have to go looking to see if there's any women around?
Yeah, I mean, it's a problem. Once you reach a point that the place is pretty deserted and no one's expected to come, it's after hours, they've got to be very careful with Yichud.
Could you just lock yourself in your office?
There is a tzar heter. Rav Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld wrote it's a tzar heter, but it's not so good. Rav Moshe is not happy with it, and especially he's not happy with it if the only bathroom is not in there.
What you said, you don't know if there's
other
people there. You have to go look
around to make sure. Listen, if you're there at the end of the business day, you got to know what goes on. And, you know, you shouldn't be staying in such a place if there are yichud issues. Now, during the business day, there are no real yichud issues. People come, people go. You know, even if the doors are locked, which they typically are in business nowadays, but, you know, when the people knock, you have to open the door up. Otherwise, you know, you're not in business. So that you do have to be careful about, you know. After hours is a problem.
What if there are people around? What are going around? There are going to end one.
I presume, I don't know how to quantify it yet. But when you have a significant number of people around, then the chayra should have a din as if it would be similar to Rosh Hashanah. You know, at what point, I have to figure out how to quantify. I don't know the answer to the question at this moment.
So regarding, just to get back to the Pesach Pesuah Chetar, regarding Pesach, the Stella says Pesach Pesuah Rosh Hashanah, that the door is preferably open, but as long as it's unlocked, the Rav is quantifying, saying that there has to be a reasonable chance that somebody might walk in.
It doesn't have to be so. Listen, Baal Beiris also doesn't mean how often does he come in unexpectedly. But in life, you have to realize when you roll the dice, you have to know what the consequences are. When you have a lot to lose, even a small shash is a very big deterrent.
So a man has a babysitter come in to take care of his children. His wife leaves to work in the morning, and he, a guy from yeshiva, and he's there.
To run out. The house.
No, as long as the door is unlocked.
Oh, yeah. If somebody might come, the door is unlocked. Yeah.
So if the door is unlocked, it's okay? He could be with her for he could be there eating breakfast for 20 minutes?
Yeah, good. The doors are locked.
What about his apartment? Different because it apartment.
That depends where you are. How many people are there? That's a whole other story. Okay, Rabbi, so let's hold it at this time. We'll make a chalas from out.
Thank you.
Also, the Baal Beir is looking out of other bigger, more bagel.